stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Worry about your customers and how to attract them. You will get better results from your advertising. If you spend your whole life looking in the revision mirror, all that you will see is the past.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next event on the card is a heavyweight marketing bout for the small to medium business owner. In the red corner, from Paradise, Australia, is David. And in the blue corner, from an English paradise, is David.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of David versus David, the podcast for the small and medium business owner and entrepreneur looking to overcome the obstacles and issues they face on a daily, weekly, monthly, long-term basis, whatever issues happen to be coming up. We talk about a variety of issues in the world of marketing, advertising, internet, basically increasing your business's profits and revenue. So it's me, David Pritchard, here in the UK, and along with my co-host David Council in Hobart, Tasmania, we'll be having another chat today. So hi, David, how are you doing?
I'm good, mate. Always another good day to be talking about advertising and marketing. I tell you, I look forward to it. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, indeed. And a friend of mine who listens to this podcast, and he's somebody I know personally, and he was saying, how do you keep coming up with content for these things? You've done, getting on for 60 episodes now. And I said, well, you know what? You just think of things as you engage in your own business during the week. You come across people with their issues. You stumble across your own issues. You talk to other people and so on. And, it's always good fun coming up with content for these. It's never a great issue finding things to talk about, because there's so much out there in the world of marketing and business that really it's always a good thing to look forward to. I enjoy our regular weekly calls, David, and the other ones we have from time to time. But the weekly recordings are always good fun.
Absolutely. In fact, the list of things that we don't talk about, when it comes to advertising and marketing, is actually the short one, because there's so much to talk about when it comes to advertising and marketing. And today, I think we're going to pick up from where we left off last week, and we are literally going to skim through lots and lots of ideas when it comes to advertising and marketing that you could be using for your business. And honestly, we are, literally just touching on them, and there's so much that we're not talking about. We're just trying to give you the ones that you can go, yeah, I could do that. And have a crack at.
I mean, some of them, I mean, they're the basis for an episode in their own right.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe there will be in future. But, if we can come up with provide some golden nugget of information for you that you as a listener can walk away with from after listening to this and think, I'm going to implement that in my business. That would be a job well done as far as I'm concerned, because that's what these podcasts are about, is providing useful information that can be implemented that can perhaps, we hope, positively affect your business and keep you away from the bad stuff and highlight the good stuff and help overcome problems. That's the whole point of the podcast. So, as David said, last week we covered a whole number of promotional ideas from... gosh, everything. We have Chalk on Pavement was I think one of the ones we had last week, David.
Yeah.
Along with about another 15 others. We're going to do something similar this week, cover some more. One of the ones I'd like to discuss is the use of automatic emails, which again is actually something that we've covered in probably a whole podcast on its own, a whole episode before. But automatic emails are, they are a great tool that you can use if... people are on your website and you can get them to sign up for something. If people are on your website and about to leave the website, you can use software, clever bits of software basically, that can help you maintain engagement with them over a period of time. So, if you want to maintain a dialogue with people, it doesn't just have to be the instant that they're on your website. And you can use it. You can set up a sequence of automatic emails, and depending what they what they click in those emails that go out will depend on what the follow-on email is. You know, you can set them up to take different routes and so on, so that you can take them through different parts of the purchasing cycle, the sales cycle. And depending how long your sales cycle is, depending what kind of product you have and what kind of market you operate in, you know, you might be looking at an email every day, you might be looking at an email twice or three times over the course of a couple of days, followed by, an email every week or something like that. You might be delivering automatic content to engage with people. So you could deliver your own golden nugget on day one, followed by hint at the bottom that golden nugget number two will be coming in the next day or two, as long as they remain signed up to your newsletter or whatever. And you can drip feed nugget after nugget all the time, maintaining great dialogue with people and encouraging them to come back to your business time after time. So very simple to set up, very straightforward to set up. But if it's something beyond you, then you know, find somebody that can do it for you. There's lots of people out there who will know what to do.
One of the things I like about this, David, is you do it once and it repeats it over and over again for you.
Well, that's the whole point. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So for those people who have used phone directories, for example, as part of their marketing strategy in the past, where you set that up once and, you know, it became the backbone of your advertising strategy. Now, obviously, not working as well as it used to, the old phone directory. Well, this is just fantastic because you do it once and it repeats. If you need to tweak it, unlike the phone directory, you can get in and make that little tweak that you've got to do. It is just a fantastic way to frame the market so that you can get people to understand that your way is the way that everybody should be judged on how to do something. And, you know, you don't have to think about it as a newsletter. Think about it as a way to inject yourself into the lifestyle of your customer so that you become an integral part of their life. And you're not having to do anything. You did it once and over again, out it goes.
Yep, absolutely. It's very effective. And as I said, it's something, if you're vaguely technical and you like tinkering, and maybe you manage and run your own website, it's something that you can do relatively straightforwardly. If that's not something you're interested in, then hire somebody to do it. And that brings me on to the next promotional idea, which is by its nature, you will be hiring somebody, which is hire an ad agency or a marketing firm. And that's a world that David lives in more so than me. So, David, elucidate.
Well, I think when it comes to hiring an advertising agency, you've got to find someone who understands your customers. They have to be able to walk the walk. So don't just go and hire any Tom, Dick or Harry. It's got to be someone who actually understands how to talk to your customers and understands your business and how you're going to go out and reach out to those people. One of the things that's very important with an advertising agency is that you're looking at this as a long-term relationship. Don't, you know, pick up an advertising agency and then drop them. You've got to find a way to form a long-term relationship with an agency, because the more they know about your business, the better they're going to work for you. So put the time in at the start, and really find someone who can do it. Don't just pick up someone who's hung the sign out, you know, last week and said, hey, I can do all of this sort of stuff. You know, those days are over. You need somebody who's got some genuine experience in your area of the market and can reach out to them, because it's the specialist knowledge that these advertising agencies have got that will help your advertising perform better. You know, advertising is not easy. You know, and we talk about it, you know, week after week, and we make it sound very easy, but, you know, this is what we do for a living. If you're finding that it's too hard for your business, then an advertising agency is someone who is made for you, because they understand, you know, the difference between using a radio ad and a television ad, an online banner ad and social media. You know, don't think that it's something that's only for the McDonald's or the Coca-Colas of this world. You know, sure, they use advertising agencies and they spend a lot of money with advertising agencies for exactly the same reason, because they need someone who understands their market, who can get those messages formed. You know, take the information about who your customer is and what the message is that you're going to try and put in front of that customer, and then find the right way to get it out there. So if you do struggle with that sort of thing, an advertising agency is really something that's going to work quite well for you.
And we're not talking about the image that crosses many people's minds, I think, perhaps, you know, or the fear that crosses many people's minds when you start talking about an agency is cost. It's going to cost 10 times my annual turnover, you know, and all based on vague promises of making them much bigger as a result, and it'll all be worth it. It's not, we're not talking that kind of eye-watering amounts of money, are we?
Well, those days are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, those days are gone. You know, the days of the long lunch and expense accounts, you know, you're talking about something that existed 20 years ago. A proper advertising agency who understands your niche is designed to save you money and make you spend your money more effectively rather than to waste your money. So that's why you use an advertising agency.
Yeah, because doubtless the imagery that occurs in many people's minds is international worldwide marketing agencies with expense accounts to match, the world of Mad Men and flashy corporate offices in expensive locations and so on. It's not that anymore, is it, David? Well, it probably never, it never was for most of it, but it's kind of what got tagged, I think, in a lot of people's minds.
Never was in my business. You know, we've got hundreds and hundreds of clients right around the country. We've got international clients because everybody has the same problem. They're still trying to find their customer. And, you know, people come to us because they want to save money. They're tired of spending too much money in the wrong places and making mistakes. Mistakes can be costly. So come and talk to somebody who understands how to, you know, reach your people cost effectively. Hey, we've said it before. If you've got a legal problem, you talk to a lawyer. If you want to save money on your tax, you talk to an accountant. You don't want to waste money on advertising, talk to an advertising agency.
Yeah, indeed. Let's link this into another item. Promotional ideas of radio, newspaper and TV. And that may well be something that you want the ad agency to deal with.
Yeah, well, all of those three, they're the three main media, you know, that traditionally have carried businesses forward now for decades and decades and decades. And sure, newspaper is, you know, going through a change of life, but it is still effective. Why? Because you decide who it is that you're talking to, you write that message, and that will then tell you where to advertise. And if your customers read newspapers, then that's where you should be advertising. It's, you know, it's about the cost effectiveness of reaching those customers. You know, how do people read newspapers? Do they just read the first page? Do they just read the last page? Do they read three pages in? Do they read only page three? These are things that you've got to consider. That's why knowing who your customer is really important. And if your customer is following a pattern that you can predict, then it's really cost effective. We've spoken about it before. We had a car company who was advertising, you know, white tradesmen's vans. And we put them onto the back page of the local newspaper. And, you know, they got an immediate boost in their sales because that's where the people who were most likely to buy their product were. We were talking to a car yard the other day, for example, who actually did the wrong thing, went out, bought the package first from the newspaper, and we said to them, hey, this is an interesting tactic that you've taken here. Is that where your customers are? And, you know, went back to them a few weeks later, and sure enough, it hadn't worked because they'd started at the wrong end of the equation and were working their way backwards. So, you know, that makes it easy for an advertising agency because, you know, we then just go in and solve their problem by giving them sensible advice from the very start. But, you know, radio works, newspaper works. Radio is about reach and frequency, having the right amount of ads placed in the right places to talk to the right group of people. Same sort of deal with television. You know, it's about who's watching that program. You know, so do you only place one ad in that program? Do you place three ads into that program? You chase with television your customers across different stations and different programs, and they'll think that you're everywhere, and you may have only run five or six ads. So if you're doing it the right way, you will find them. You know, main media hasn't died. It hasn't gone away. It's just that the rest of the environment has changed around, and people have started to go, oh, well, I'll try that shiny new thing over there because that's going to be fantastic. Nope. Stick with the basics. Who are my customers?
Absolutely.
What is my message for them?
Understand your customer profile. You can envisage your customer and their life and what they do and how they interact with the world and where they go, what they do, how they do it. And then you can work out the ways to advertise to them, basically, to market to them. You mentioned radio, newspaper and TV there, David. Another one which is, well, it's in the modern world of online, but... it's not Google. I mean, we've covered Google Ads before. Anything to do with the Google Ads. I mean, again, this is where you might want an agency and stuff. Google Ads. You know, we've discussed that before with the great episodes. Goes into those in depth. But another form of advertising online is banner ads, and you know, they've been around since the early days of the internet. You'll see them pop up on various websites. They're targeted. You know, it's a great way of getting your message in front of the right people at the right time when they're engaged in content that is relevant to what you offer. The days when you just rented a banner ad and it ran for weeks and weeks and weeks, or you know, months at a time in the same slot all day long for so many impressions a day. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, they're over.
You can target it, can't you, David?
Yeah. I mean, just like television. You know, you want your ad to run at the time of the day when your customers have gone to that website. So, you know, is that in the morning? Is that in the afternoon? Is it at lunchtime? Is it late at night? You know, that comes down to the website and who your customers are. So don't just, you know, buy a website and banner ads on a particular website because they're offering you 100,000 impressions. You need to know who it is that goes to that website. Do they match your customer profile so that you're advertising to the right people? And if they can't tell you that, and they can't tell you what time of the day that most people are hitting their website, you know, they don't have the right knowledge to justify you buying their website and putting banner ads on there. And that's really important. You know, once again, don't waste your money.
Yeah.
Spend it where it should be spent.
Yeah, absolutely. Banner ads are quite interesting. They've gone through various, I don't know, being flavor of the month to being...
Incarnations?
Yeah, various incarnations, good word. You know, flavor of the month to being out of fashion to being in fashion again. And, you know, this is part of a cycle, I think, with some you know, new technologies and stuff. People think, oh, that sounds great. And then it doesn't quite work. So it goes out of fashion. And then other people think, you know what? It only wasn't great because it wasn't being used the right way. And then when people learn how to use things the right way, you know, their effectiveness comes back. So people know what they're doing with them. And if you engage with people that know what they're doing regards banner ads and stuff, that they can be a very effective promotional tool for you. Rather like Google Ads, rather like remarketing. Again, it's a whole massive episode on its own.
You know, the reason why things go in and out of fashion and some people go, oh, they don't work anymore, or, you know, or this is the flavor of the month, it's not magic. Advertising is not magic. It happens when, like I said before, you place the right message in front of the right people. So if you're doing that, you will always have success regardless of whether it's a product that is flavor of the month or not. I know plenty of people that, you know, have continued to have great success with banner ads even when they were out of favor because they understood what it was that they were trying to get the customer to do. And at the end of the day, you want them to click on your ad. If your ad talks to that customer and gives them the right call to action, they will click on your ad. And it is the same, doesn't matter whether it's radio, newspaper, television, you know, banner ads, social media. All advertising works when you use the right tool in the right way. When you try and get it to do something that it's not designed to do, that's when it doesn't work. And that's one of the things I used to laugh about with phone directories, indeed. For example, where people would say, oh, look at that. My opposition in last year's ad, they've added this and this and this. Wow, I've got to get that into my ad because we do that as well. But you've got no concept or, you know, grounds to measure whether or not putting that into their ad made their ad perform any better or any worse. All you're doing is copying something else because you think that potentially that might have been the right thing to do. Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Worry about your customers and how to attract them. You will get better results from your advertising. If you spend your whole life looking in the revision mirror, all that you will see is the past.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, what you just mentioned there is really interesting because I see people do this quite often with regard to website design. They will see what their competitors are doing in their space and look at their websites and they'll say to me, I'd like a website like theirs, please. And I say, why? You know, as a, well, because they must be doing well with it. The best you're doing is mimicking, replicating, copying, which is the best form of flattery for them. But they don't necessarily know what they're doing. They might be copying whoever they think their competitor is, you know, in a slightly, you know, tangential market or something like that. And something I also see quite often is when somebody is known to be successful and they've got their website and other people in their market start copying it for sure, and you can see replica after replica after replica website come up. Sometimes even the colours are the same. You know, they've copied it down to the last T. Actually, what they don't appreciate is that person who actually really knows what they're doing is testing, And, you know, they're finding out if that's better than what they had before. And this element is better than that element. And, you know, different ways of conversion testing and so on. And they go to all the expense and time and effort of implementing it themselves. And then, hey, presto, they've just done that, spent, you know, either weeks of their own time doing it or dollars and dollars of their budget doing it. And the original website says, yeah, now we know what works. And they do something, you know, they put the other one up and switch it. And it's like all that effort in mimicking, copying and replicating has just gone straight out the window. Anyway, my little rant over on that one.
At the risk of sounding like an old fart, we all know who Elvis Presley is. What would you rather? Would you rather go and see the real Elvis Presley live, if he was still alive, in concert? Or would you rather go and watch an Elvis impersonator? Now, both singing the same songs, both sound roughly the same. One is an absolute superstar. The other one is a faded shadow of the other. So, you know, you would always go with the superstar performance before you would go with something that is just an echo of the other.
Yeah.
You know, what made Elvis great was that he had it all. He put it all together. What does the guy who is the impersonator do? He copies the bits that he thinks made the original template so successful, but he doesn't have all the parts. So he is never going to be the same as the original.
No, indeed. He doesn't have the unique extra element that makes it all work.
That's
makes
right.
It all, makes it all what it is. But he would actually be better off being his own person and generating his own audience that love him for what he is. And appeal to that niche that may be a smaller niche, maybe the niche that they grow into that has their own audience that would love him for what he is.
I agree.
But moving on, kind of linking, moving on. Another online predominantly option available now is video and video testimonials as well. And in fact, I've seen quite a few websites for small businesses where the owners of the business or you know, significantly relevant people in the business, maybe your team members, head of this, head of that, whatever, they are all getting involved in the video and establishing their personalities across the brand. When you come across the website and you've actually, you know, it's not just a load of text and static images that you don't know whether they're stock images that, is that a group of people around that table looking at that monitor so seriously with pens in hand and scratching their chins, looking thoughtful and productive? Is that a stock photo or is that the people actually in the business? People put their own, you know, some businesses put their own photos up, you know, the corporate profile pictures and stuff and the team photos, whatever. That's good. But man, people are now putting videos on, introduction to their business. This is who we are. This is who I am. And it's very effective means of engagement. Not hard to do, slightly harder to do well, really well, and that's what maybe put some people off. But you know, no, people don't like being on camera sometimes, it's not their thing, whatever. But you know, you can do it, you can get used to it, you can overcome your fears. Putting yourself out there in a video format on your website is incredibly powerful. And likewise, encourage your customers to give you video testimonials. You know, everybody sees the text testimonials on the websites. You know, well, I bought this product and it was fantastic, blah blah blah. You know, the people there are lovely, etc., etc., etc. All well and good. Better to have them than not to have them. A video testimonial is like indisputable proof that it's that person. It's an extra element of authority and added weight to the value of that testimonial that they can give you business. So incredibly powerful methods to add weight to your website, to add authority to it, and so on. And you know, this is all part of marketing. This is you know, part of the be the expert approach that we've suggested in previous episodes. Become the authority in what you do in your field through your website. You know, stick your content out everywhere, whether it's YouTube videos that are linked to your website, whether it's on Facebook that's linked to your website, whether it's your website itself, whether it's Pinterest, whether it's LinkedIn, you know, all the social media avenues, all these other areas that you can promote your website and ultimately get everybody coming back to your website, because your website is your asset that you can build that will always be with you. If Facebook shuts down next week, or bans your account, or Google decides they don't like you anymore, or whatever, Pinterest goes out of business, LinkedIn everybody thinks is a better competitor, it doesn't matter. If it's all in the meantime, everything's been coming back to your website. You're building yourself up with content all over the place that says this is the go-to guy, this is the go-to business. And when they get there, they find things like video content of you, of your customers, of how you do things, of whatever. It all builds a massive, massive picture and authority of what you're about.
I was only talking to someone about exactly that this morning and how he could use it in his business. And he had a very good point. He was concerned that if he did it inside his business, that he would be placing himself at the center of the wheel and it would be, all back to him, and wanted to know if you could have multiple people present the video. And I said to him, well, I've got other clients where multiple people do present the video. So they either take it week around turns, or, if one person's more of an expert on that than the other, then they do it that way. And it's great because it means that the contact to the business is shared out, in a nice, even fashion as well. Mm. And if one person leaves, the whole thing doesn't come to a shuddering end. So, think about that as well.
And make it fun. You don't actually want a stuffy, staid corporate video that sort of will bore the people watching it to death and will make the people in front of the camera nervous and unsure about what they, about coming across in the right way. Make it fun and make it, your team may actually respond as well. It may actually make your workplace more lively, fun and engaging for them as well. You can do a lot of things to make it a very, very valuable part of your business from all sorts of angles, actually. David, we're rolling on. My list is about three times longer than what we've already done so far.
I was just sitting here chuckling to myself, actually, because before we started, guys, recording this, we spoke about, the sort of things that we might mention in today's. And we ran through a list, and I can tell you that, we haven't got through a third of what we were going to talk about. So I think another episode is going to... I don't know whether it'll be next week, but we will definitely come back to this, because there is just so much. I'm just like rolling down my list here. There is so much more that we need to talk about when it comes to, different ideas. And as I said, we're only skimming through this. Some of it we will come back to and talk about in depth, but there is just so many things that you can do to promote your business to your customers. So the people that look at you and go, oh, I don't know how to do that, talk to an advertising agency. That's a very good first step.
Yep. Let's roll it up there, David, and come back to this another week. If there's anything in what you've listened to today that you as a listener would like us to expand on in particular, give us a shout. We have our website, davidversusdavid.com. We have our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/davidversusdavid. And we have good old iTunes, where, amongst other things, we love it when you leave us glowing five-star reviews. Just get in contact with us if you've anything that you've listened to today that you're thinking, I want that in greater detail. I've got a question about this, that, and the other. Let us know. We'll do our best. So then, David, about time to wrap it up, mate.
Yep. Squirrel's back in their cage. Bunny's time to get away.
So until next week, it's over and out from me, David Pritchard, here in the UK, and likewise from David in Australia.
And from me, it's see you later. Catch you next week.
Indeed.
You have just been listening to the David vs. David podcast with David Pritchard and David Council, helping you get knockout results with your online marketing and advertising. Please keep in mind that the ideas, opinions, and information shared in the show are those of the hosts and do not reflect those of their past employers.